cap and trade language in a bill before Congress would aim to cap and eventually reduce emissions of carbon dioxide. It would allocate pollution credits to help companies meet the reduction goals. Governor Jim Doyle has been saying for months that he supports cap and trade in federal legislation. But speaking today from a climate change summit in Copenhagen, Doyle said there should be lead-in time of up to 15 years.
That means that over that 15 years of time, there would be a ramped-up system, and they would be fully engaged at 15 years. I don't think it's a year or two. I think it has to be a longer period of time.
Doyle says a climate change bill passed by the House of Representatives seems to have enough flexibility. Wisconsin Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl say they continue to have concerns about legislation pending in the U.S. Senate. A spokesperson for Governor Doyle says his comments about a 15-year phase-in for cap-and-trade are consistent with his earlier views. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.